This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. On Dynamic banter.
Guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter.
Oh, it's so fucking good to see you guys.
It's so fucking good.
Ooh, it's so good to fucking see you guys. I want to fucking see you guys. Ooh, I'm gonna fucking see you guys. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna see you guys.
Dude, that's everyone right after COVID ends. Or
dude, I'm fucking so
I'm
close.
I'm gonna fucking see you guys.
I'm so close to seeing you guys.
Ooh, I'm gonna fucking blow it and see you guys early.
I can't wait to see all over you guys.
I wanna see you guys in my fucking pants right now.
See all over your face.
Oh, dude, when you talk,
yeah,
I can't. I think if we're both making any noise,
yes,
together, yes, I'm not able to hear you at all.
Okay, well, we're gonna,
and that's trash. And that's a way that the government tries to stop us from having conversations.
This is why it's important to vote.
And I would be literally mailing you everything that I'm saying right now if it weren't for the goddamn Republicans trying to stop the mail.
If it wasn't for the Republicans trying to stop the ma'am, I don't even know where I'd be right now.
Stopping the mail is such a cool thing to do that no one would have ever even thought of 4 years ago. Remember when that was never, ever a conversation in anyone's mind? And then all of a sudden the mail-in ballot things pop up and he's like, we gotta stop the mail. Box. What a fucking mailbox.
I mean,
check your mailbox for clown shoes this election season.
Imagine being so powerful, you're like, we gotta stop the mail.
Imagine being so powerful you threaten every woman that's threatening to you. She's very nasty. I don't like the way she talks. She's very nasty.
Imagine,
I'm the most powerful.
Imagine being so bothered about what like I can't even I don't have the strength.
We don't have to do it. It just came up naturally.
Yeah,
so we decided to
jump out of that muck for a second here, guys. Welcome to the show. Everything's gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be fine. Make sure you get off your ass and vote. If you live in
don't
the,
be a lazy simped out bitch is all we're saying.
Don't be a lazy Richard.
In all honesty, if you do the pothead thing and talk shit all year about how you want the country to be, and then you can't even get off your simped out ass to vote by mail and make sure the mail gets to where the mail's supposed to go, then you fucked up. Think about being, a lot of you have not been an adult for an extended amount of time.
And some of you have never been an adult, and it shows.
Some of you have never been an adult, but the adults that came before us, a lot of them had to go to fight in a war where they had to learn how to load a gun and shoot people. And all everyone's asking you to do is vote. So you can do that. That would be like if I was a producer at MTV, I wouldn't do any of this like rock the vote or fucking like dumb kitschy bullshit. I would just be like, here's everything that happened before you were this age. You can do that.
Welcome back to You Can Do That.
The most condescending, socially conscious show ever.
Here's the deal, you simps.
Lisa's simping.
Like Ryan Faroki.
You synths. Simpinati.
You synths. You robots.
What do you play? You play synthesizer in a fucking They might be Giants cover band.
Dude, I've got a simp rock band. It's simp rock with a little bit of like new wave, 80s yeah. British new wave, with like uh-huh. a with a little bit of 70s pop.
What's it called?
It's called Simp Dick.
Okay. Okay. That's what you install so you can install things like AIM.
It's called Simp Biscuit.
Simp Biscuit. Dude, my friend Heather said simping plan a couple weeks ago. And I laughed for a good amount of time.
The Simpire Strikes Back. Guys, welcome to the show. Mike and I are trying to have a transcendent time. I've been listening to a lot of the Joe Rogan podcasts, and I want to talk a lot about peyote and cum.
Dude, we're kind of like the Joe Rogan podcast, but every time he says DMT, it's
a horn honk
for us.
Oh, guys.
Every time he says elk meat.
Here's the deal. I just want to... I want to plant the seed a little bit because I'm feeling a little bit hopeful about something that ultimately doesn't matter. And I need everyone to realize that truly deep down in my soul, I know it doesn't matter. But the streamies opened up their submissions to creators for free. So you don't have to pay the fee. What's that, Mike?
I just said I thought you were going to talk about things that didn't matter. That's what the lead up sounded like. Now we're talking about the streaming.
Well, I'm sorry, Mike. The streamings matter a lot. You know, when I got my first streamie, and I got it all on my own and no one else helped. It was for SourceFed. And my career skyrocketed. I did several shows that only lasted a month and were canceled. And I worked for several very promising startups that instantly shut down the year that they started.
That does happen a lot. I wonder if just the trial run companies, beta testing companies.
Yeah. Come. So, So anyway, the streamies opened up their submissions and for free this year. And so I was like, fuck it. Why not submit Dynamic Banter for a podcast category award for the streamies? Because why the fuck not? You know, we've been doing this for like, what, 5 years or something crazy like that? And maybe almost 5 years. And it would be cool to put some awards behind our belts.
So when we talk to you about voting,
that's
about
what we
changing
mean.
The world, that's what we mean.
Yeah, because we're changing the world one honk at a time. Anyway,
dude,
so
do you like
I don't
my
know
face getting closer to the computer so I can hear things?
I love
like
it.
That matters.
I feel like I'm rewatching Doctor Who right now, and I feel like I'm inside a Dalek.
Dalek, that was that's my favorite Pitbull song.
For some reason, you reminded me that the other night I was trying to think of the most ridiculous Halloween costume. And for some reason, I thought of, I don't know if you were there, but I said I thought of Vampire Larry Bird.
Why?
I don't know. He's Larry Bird, but he's also a vampire.
Okay. Okay. It's a very interesting combination. Usually there's more of a reason behind the origin story of why one is crossed with the other.
Here's the deal. If you are the first person listening to this show, If you are the first person to put together a Vampire Larry Bird Halloween costume and you actually make it for Halloween this year, let's face it, Halloween's going to be canceled, but we're all still going to dress up, probably. I'll still dress up. But if you're going to create a costume this year, create Vampire Larry Bird. And I want that. Don't just do it as like, oh, I got some shit laying around or whatever. No, I want to see that it is your Halloween costume for this year.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And not like when we go out on Friday, I'll be this. When right. we go out on Saturday.
No.
That's bullshit. That's
you were
simp
vampire
shit.
When someone asks you, what did you dress up as during like the quarantine in 2020? I was Vampire Larry Bird.
Yeah, and when they ask you why, you go like this.
So anyway, if you're the first person to do that and you legitimately it is your costume, we'll send you a free Dynamic Banter t-shirt.
I like that.
Because that's like some that cred lot. Right there.
And maybe some nice, be nice, do nice stickers.
Yeah, maybe
be
we'll throw in nice. Some stickies. So I want to...
I'll cross out the not be nice part and I'll send you some stickers.
Love it. So I wanted to like jump into, well, first of all, I guess we can talk about what we've been up to and, cause it's been a while since we've chatted and, I think it was last Dynamic Banter that we spoke and, mm-hmm. We've been some busy boys and I had like a really rough week last week and I'm gearing up to kind of like get out of the house finally and go somewhere to nature, which is something that I yeah. just need to do. And but I'm really just
give a jerk off in the woods.
I'm trying to come in the woods this year, Mike. I'm trying to make it happen. It's on my bucket list.
Yeah.
So but I want to get out into nature, but I'm just like, fuck, I don't know where to go where there aren't going to be like a ton of other people and it's just safer to stay home. But I'm just like losing my goddamn mind, just stuck in this box. And, you know, it's just I need to change the scenery. You know,
doing a chainsaw motion, of course, with my hands.
Yes. And if you watch the video version of the show on youtube.com/dynamicbanter, you'll see Mike even add a little hand movement in there.
Ryan, now would be a good time for an instant replay of those cool hand motions I did.
Yes, and slow-mo Mike going.
I'm going to need a change of scenery.
But anyway, we haven't talked in a while, so we can catch up. But I also wanted to jump into the Dynamic Banter subreddit and see if since clarifying what I meant by sharing things in the subreddit, maybe some people have learned to follow directions and there could be some fun stuff in there, Mike.
Yeah.
What
I
do you think?
Wait.
I can't wait.
So you talk about what, if you want to talk about what was maybe hard for you last week, I'll talk about the first 3 days of this week. And then we'll come round, right round, 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 robin, round,
round,
robin.
Round.
And we'll talk about the subreddit.
We'll talk about the what?
Subreddit after
and
we come. Caught up.
We gotta get cum in there somewhere.
Oh, we'll talk about Kerch.
You know, I don't know. I'm just stuck in this box, Mike. That's what's been bugging me, and I'm just, you know, I've been to the grocery store and I've been to the pharmacy and I go to get weed very safely and I wear a mask anytime I go out. I wash my hands like a crazy fuck and I wipe shit down and I'm doing the best that I can. But it's like this scenery needs to change.
Ralph Keenan. What'd you say?
Naynard James Keenan.
Give us sweet tooth. Oh, said...
Alex B. Keegan.
Michael Keaton. So anyway, I kind of like had a breakdown moment. And was just like, I think I'm sick of my life right now. Not in like a I want to die kind of way, but more like a I'm just like, I'm going absolutely bonkers being in the same place since March. and I need to go somewhere. So I had like a big moment and was just like, okay, let me clear everything in my schedule for the next few weeks. Let me figure out what I'm going to do about my weekly things. And I might just bring my laptop and my microphone with me wherever I go. And because, I mean, let's face it, I'm going to another box. It's just going to be a different box. And but it'll be great for my health, my mental health. And so I'm clearing my schedule like big time right now. And I'm just trying to like get ahead of all the work I have to do for the next few weeks so that I can just like simplify my workload and manage to get the fuck out of LA for a little bit.
Hell yeah, man. Simp it. We could also record an episode on an off day, or record two in 2 days or something. Yeah. So we have something to bank so you could go somewhere and not have to worry about it.
For sure. And I wouldn't mind some guest hosts filling in here and there too.
Oh,
I
mean, for sure. We could do that as well.
It's so easy.
We could
now
do that. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Well, I was
like,
thinking about logistics instantly in my head, and I became uninteresting immediately.
The possibilities are literally endless, but we'll figure it out. And I just need to take care of myself for a little bit, and so that's what's happening. That's what happened to me last week, and now I'm just like moving towards clearing everything up so I can get the hell out of here for a little bit. And that's
great.
That's me.
That's a great plan.
Yeah. Thanks, man. How about you, buddy?
Dude, for the first 3 days of this week, I went to Palm Springs.
There you go.
With Zoya.
I was actually looking into Palm Springs.
Dude, I want to tell you and everybody something right now.
I'll hear it.
Everything you just said is the goddamn truth. And although you and me and everyone around, I think it's a lot of people in this city, a lot of cool influencers have been staying ultra safe.
Shout out to
that last part fucked it up, but I do think that. I just felt the need to make a joke out of nervousness because I'm being vulnerable and honest.
Sure.
I think that without me knowing or fully noticing, I think a part of me was dying being in the same house for months. And I've been thinking a lot about it and going away for the first couple of days of this week. Right before it, I was, of course, looking forward to it very much. And like you said, I got all my work done. So like I took my laptop and I took my iPad and I took my camera, but it was all like, I don't think my iPad I uploaded one thing on my laptop and I didn't touch it. I did no work for 3 days, and it felt like recharging my cell phone. I feel like a completely new person. I honest to God, Steve, I don't want to be dramatic, but I feel like a part of me was like dying. A part of me inside was dying. And then I started thinking about how nervous I would be to leave the house and to be around other people if we went to like, you know, a hotel that had like looser restrictions or whatever. Yeah. And I ran through all these things in my head. And obviously everybody has to make their own individual decisions based on how they think. And I would never want to influence anyone's else's decision. I'm just talking about what we did. And I got to tell you, like letting go of all the responsibility for 3 days and getting out of here and being as safe as possible, but leaving the comfort zone. The reason behind it was I started thinking a lot about the reason why me and Zoya moved to California in the first place.
Yeah.
And it was after I just come out of the hospital for some bad stuff. And the whole like genesis of that decision-making process was based on I have to live my life to the fullest. Because we don't get the choice of when our time is up. And then when your time is up, you're up.
Right.
Right. So I'm like, we moved out here away from everyone we love in the first place to make sure we were living our lives. We were giving ourselves the best chance of having the best possible life.
Absolutely.
And then that I thought about that all the time. Whenever I got nervous out there, and I had some experiences this week, man. Dude, I went to...
Did you try anal?
I went to a casino.
Whoa.
I went to a casino for about an hour, okay. hour and a half.
Okay.
And so when you first walk in, there's like security guards and there's all these like thermometer apparatuses, like heat ray guns pointed at the door. And they're like, take your mask down and we need to check your temperature immediately. So they check everyone and they're so strict about masks that you can't even like really have a drink and pull your mask down and sip it really quick and like put it back up. It's very like, they're very on you about it. So I wasn't super comfortable there, but I did want to go for the experience.
Sure.
And I wanted to see what other people looked like. And I'm super fascinated about like reading people's nervous levels. There's some people who just don't give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck.
And then there's some people who are like obviously nervous as shit, but needed to get out. And we're all just trying to figure out how to exist safely in this world while this shit is like bearing down on all of us at the same time.
Were you somewhere in between the people yeah. that didn't give a fuck and the people that were terrified?
I wouldn't say there's not really any part of me that doesn't give a fuck, because obviously with being in the hospital as many times as I have, I don't want to go back there for any reason. But I do, it was very important for me to go out and have experiences. One, this is going to sound very up my own ass, but I don't care.
You got to be up your
own ass. Because it's my job. One, and I was talking to Zoe about this, as an artist, I can't just be in my house and see the same shit every day and fall into a routine. I will become uninteresting. I need to live a life to be able to have opinions about the life and to have these experiences to talk about. So I don't not give a fuck at all. I, you know, very health conscious as far as not wanting to make stupid decisions.
Sure.
Definitely like as far as mental health, like you've been talking about, had to go see something else, had to be in a different environment.
You stopped doing heroin.
I stopped doing heroin for 3 days.
And that's, dude, and I'm so proud of you.
I kicked a dragon in the mouth, but that's exactly what it sounded like. But all that is to say, I had a really fucking awesome time.
That's great.
And it was one of those life decisions where like I'm so happy that it happened. It kind of gave me this light at the end of the tunnel feeling. We went away with a couple of our friends, one of which is a documentary cameraman who is working on a documentary about one specific company that's been working on a vaccine. So we were talking about vaccine stuff with him.
Oh shit, that's really cool.
Yeah, man. Just you forget you've been in your apartment for months and you forget that there's so much.
Oh yeah.
All the time.
Totally.
The world is humongous.
I'm glad you did that, and it fills my heart with joy that it recharged you and you feel good, and because that makes me feel incredibly hopeful for my experience, because I'm where you were, feeling like the part of you inside is dying. Like, I feel like if I don't get out, then like, I don't know, I'm going to lose it, like fully lose it and just be like, I need to quit everything and... you know, I don't know, become a recluse yeah. or something. But it's clearly
quit
just
for a little while.
Yeah.
And fucking take care of yourself yes. and see if you can get your mind right. And then like when we came back this morning and I was immediately like, what can I make?
That's great.
I can't wait to talk to Steve today. I can't wait to do the next fucking mic in the morning and just make it whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
Dude, the sometimes as like an online creator, you ride this line of like, what do I want to make versus what is proven to like do well.
Right.
And then whatever you make falls somewhere on that line because you don't want no one to see it, but you also want to enjoy it. And I'm so far over to the like, I'm going to make whatever the fuck I want and right. whoever's going to hop on and whoever's going to get it is going to get it regardless of how big or small that group is. And I'm just excited and very happy. So I thank Zoya and thank all of our friends for pushing for it, because it was so incredibly, even if I die in 2 weeks, I think it was incredibly worth it.
Dude, that's great. So then I need to get the fuck out. And I'm thinking of just going, like, I don't know, maybe north, maybe south.
Never east.
No, no, one no, time no, west. Because no. East is just going to get really hot. And west would just
be... Yeah, south should be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, well, but at least, you know, at least there's... it's a, I don't know. I guess I'm just thinking of, like, coastal southern, like, you know, beach southern.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sherp?
St. Louis Obispo.
Oh, yeah.
Is one of the most beautiful places I've ever been in my life.
I think I've passed through a few times. Oh, it's funny because Alana and I were talking about places yesterday, and she's like, where's San Gabriel? And I was like, I don't know. And she's like, you've lived here your whole fucking life. Like, where? Like, how do you not know where all these places are? And I was like, look, dude, California has so many, like, little cities, little sections, little towns, little whatever. There's just, like, so much shit here. I'm familiar with San Gabriel, and I'm familiar with San Luis Obispo and all those places, but I couldn't point it out on a map to you because I've never really specifically been there. I can show you where San Diego is. I can show you where San Francisco is, but, you know, whatever. Most people probably could
and
show
like,
where San
you're
Francisco
kind of an indoor kid.
I'm an indoor kid.
There's no
kid.
Shame
yeah.
in that. It's
yeah.
just the personality, you know?
Right.
A right. lot of these places, like, we found the San Luis Obispo thing by going to San Francisco and just stopping somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, that's
you know?
The best.
And you go off the highway and you go fucking see these beautiful cliffs. And
that's the best.
The ocean as far as you could see and some of the most crazy, stunning sunsets you'll ever see in your life.
Dude, California
and you just
is beautiful.
Find these places sometimes. Yeah. That's what I miss the most about going on tour, dude. I would go on tour and not know where I'm staying until that night. And wake up super fucking early and find, like, ask locals to where I could get the best pancakes in town.
Yeah.
And you would just, we would just end up in these fucking weird places.
Yeah.
And have these awesome experiences that you would never normally have.
And ask the locals where the best rub and tug is.
Hey, where can I jizz off in the woods?
Where can I fill my hand with cum?
Dude, go to a small town and be like, hey, yokels, I'm from L.A.
I'm from L.A.
I jizz in the woods.
I'm from L.A. and I'm really looking to come.
I'm not familiar with your podunk ways. Where do you yokels jizz at?
Where do you guys drop your ropes? Is there a place? All right.
They call me the marionette because I'm basically covered in rope.
Where do you guys throw lassos around here?
You guys got a corral where I can fucking... Okay, corral's a rope.
Can you point me in the direction of your nearest bay of... What is it? Hay? Bale of hay? So I can throw some ropes?
You guys have any indoor mountain climbing classes so I can learn how to on belay with my fucking throw rope?
Does anybody need any saving in a body of water? Because I'm looking to throw some ropes.
Dude, that would be such a funny way to tell someone you're about to come by saying on belay. On belay.
Belay on! All right, all right. Man, there's so many things to talk about. There's so many things that are like this or that, but I love that we're unloading kind of like the hardships and kind of like the downs and ups and all those things. And it's really important to be transparent about these things so that you don't feel like you're alone, or you might be the only one feeling a certain way, or you might feel ashamed that you feel a certain way because you're lucky that you have your health and, you know, your home and your family and all those things, whatever it is that you're thankful for. But it's important for us all to kind of relate to these feelings because, like, you know, even though Mike and I have a cool show that we have many listeners of and we're very proud of that and, you know, it seems to be like a really cool, awesome thing to have. And it certainly is. It's a very special thing. But, you know, even though it's a really fun thing we do every week, there's still hardships surrounding all of those really fun, awesome things. And
yeah, there always will be.
There always will be. So being able to handle that and take care of yourself. And it's awesome because, like, I've been telling people in my life who have been counting on me to be a part of something they're creating or something that, you know, they're having me on as a guest on their show or whatever. And I've been reaching out to everybody that I kind of work with and saying, and I'm preparing for, like, my little leave, you know, and just being like, hey, I need to go take care of myself for a little bit. And everybody's been so amazing. Everybody's been incredibly, like, it's just been amazing. Like, my heart is full with these people that I've surrounded myself with in my life who are just, like, incredibly understanding and wonderful people that are just like, of course, go take care of yourself. Of course, you know, we're all in this shit. We're all feeling a certain way. We're all stuck. We're all to a certain degree this or that. Everybody needs to take care of themselves. You need to take care of yourself. Yeah. And I'm just so lucky and thankful to have friends that are like, there's no question about it. Go do something and we'll be here when you come back. Period.
Dude, even for the longevity of our careers, I'm guessing, I haven't done a poll or anything like that, but I'm guessing there's no one out there who likes you and me because of the way we look. So because of that, if that is true, then what also must be true is that you like the things that come from our brains, right? So you have to do whatever, and this goes for everyone, not just for people in a creative field, but you got to take care of your, do whatever you can to take care of your brain.
Yes.
Somebody asked me, I think it was a show from, or it was a question from a Mike in the Morning thing. And I think it got cut because the answer got a little too heavy. It was more heavy than it was funny, but it was about, like, staying centered. And, you know, obviously they're overwhelmed by just everything that's going on. And they were like, how do you personally stay centered? And I'm like, first of all, I'm not good at it all the time, as I've proven to myself over the past 5 months. But second of all, when I am good at it, I think it comes from reminding yourself or reminding myself that I'm only going to be this old once. Like, I'm only going to be this many fucking mm-hmm. years, seconds, mm-hmm. months, days old one time. Mm-hmm. And I never, ever want to look back and regret anything or shorten that time that I'm given because I didn't take care of myself in one way or another. And it's almost like going back to the show. It's like we owe it to the people who recently I found some podcasts that I really look forward to a new episode every week. You know, I'll go back and listen to the whole back end,
yeah,
which sometimes takes months. And then I finally get caught up to the point where, like, okay, now I know that it's going to be a brand new thing every Friday.
Right.
And I look forward to it so much. And it's such a great feeling knowing that we're that for some people. And in order to make that good, we got to take care of ourselves.
Oh yeah.
So I'm so fucking, I'm excited for you and I'm proud of you that you're doing it.
Thanks, man. And
I hope you jizz in the woods.
I'm going to try to throw some ropes at some trees. All right. Well, let's get to the ads. How about we do some ads and then we'll jump into the subreddit and maybe we'll do a history road or something. How's that sound?
I love ads.
Me too, man. Ads make me.
I hope this show helps someone. I know there's not a lot of bits, but it felt nice to talk about that stuff.
I hope this show really helps you.
I hope that if you like elk meat and DMT and jiu-jitsu and mixed martial arts, that you also enjoy our podcast.
Mixed martial arts. Yeah, is this the martial arts dojo? I'm learning how to be married.
I'm learning how to share time in the bathroom in the mixed martial arts dojo.
Can I be a black belt in the martial arts?
I'm going to learn the rear naked, leaving the door open while you shit in the MMA dojo.
If I had a class that was like, learn how to get over the anxiety of like pooping or using the restroom in the same vicinity as like a new loved one or a potential lover or something, my class would be 3 minutes long. It would be like the class starts and it'd be like, everybody poops. Everybody has stinky shit. Everybody pees. Everybody's got weird pee things, weird poop things. Your parts that feel good to touch and to have others touch, they all make disgusting things, and it all smells bad, and it's all terrible and gross. Get over it.
Yeah. Also, if you're listening to this and you're in a situation where you're like, my girlfriend doesn't fart, my girlfriend doesn't shit, or vice versa, you're never going to make it.
My girlfriend
doesn't.
I
don't care how long you've been together. You don't have a fucking chance.
Guys, let's talk about HelloFresh. Now, HelloFresh is a wonderful service. They provide delicious foods and recipes, ingredients, pre-measured.
Yeah.
Delivered right to your door. That means you don't have to go to the grocery store. You don't have to worry about wearing your mask. You don't have to worry about social distancing. You could just have everything you need delivered to you. And it's America's number one meal kit. And that's really cool. And it makes cooking really fun and easy and affordable. Did you even know that? Mm-hmm. And the recipes are delicious. And check this out. Over 90% of the ingredients are sourced directly from growers to ensure that the freshest recipes are delivered to your door. So you're helping, local growers and stuff. That's always good.
We have a couple of those in Mendocino.
I'm more of a local shower than a local grower.
My favorite local growers are Lowell's Farm. But that's besides the point.
Yes. And guys, HelloFresh can help you eat more sustainably because their pre-portioned ingredients mean there's less prep for you and less food waste. And I know you're like, what? There's a lot of problems with food waste. Think about it.
Can I tell you?
Yes.
That HelloFresh makes me feel like less of an idiot. Because they're like, here's a box of stuff that obviously isn't food yet, but you're going to make it regardless of how smart
you're going to
be. And I'm like, I don't know about that, HelloFresh. Not so fast.
Yeah.
You don't know me very well. And then when it's done, I feel like I'm at a restaurant, but I'm still in my house.
Yeah. And you made it happen. You made it happen. HelloFresh has your back. HelloFresh is like, dude, we're going to make you feel really good about yourself because it's really easy to make like meals that are like, they look like it came from a restaurant. If you ever get a food at a restaurant and you're like, man, this is so good. I wish I could make this at home, but I don't even know where to start. HelloFresh has got you, sir or madam.
Dude, if you've ever had an interaction with a friend like this, hey, man, come over to my house. We're making dinner. We're going to make something with mushrooms. And then you're like, I don't know. I don't like mushrooms. And then your friend is like, really? And you're like, yeah, I don't think I like mushrooms. And then your friend is like, you're going to like this.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, I've known you since I was 4 years old.
And I'm hungry, Fine. So.
Yeah, I'm not going to be the only one to not eat it or pick this shit off my plate. And then you have it, and then you like mushrooms. That's HelloFresh.
That's what's going to happen. HelloFresh is going to get you to like a thing you might not really like because there's all sorts of different recipes and stuff. And who knows, maybe something that you're like, I don't know, I don't really like that, but it looks really good on the recipe sheet or whatever. Give it a shot. It's easy to make.
Steve.
And here's the deal, guys. You can keep your fridge stocked by adding extra proteins or sides like garlic bread to your weekly order so you can get extra meats or whatever. Really easy stuff, guys. It's basically just like a freaking great meal delivery service. And they're also committed to making fresh, delicious food available now more than ever, and has taken extra steps to keep its employees and customers safe. That's always a good thing. And HelloFresh donated over 2.5 million meals to charity in 2019, and this year is stepping up their food donations amid the coronavirus crises.
And it's so good for companies to step up in these unprecedented times.
Absolutely. So guys, here's the deal. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. So what we're gonna do here is we're gonna want you guys to get. You're gonna go. We want everybody who's listening to this who loves HelloFresh to go and listen. Here's the deal: if you guys really liked our ad, then you should go to hellofresh.com/dynamic80, dynamic 80, and then you use the code dynamic 80 to get a total of $80 off. That's right.
What?
$80. And that includes free shipping on your first box, guys. Additional restrictions apply, so please visit HelloFresh.com for more details. That's HelloFresh.com/dynamic80. Don't forget that code, dynamic80, because that's how you're going to get your $80 off your dang box. And that's great. All right. That's it for HelloFresh.
I'm excited for you.
Me too. I can't wait. All right, guys. Last but not least, we got Stamps.com. Stamps.com is really, really, really bringing it during this pandemic. Because I'll tell you what, guys. You don't want to go to the post office. You don't want to leave your home. You kind of want to be as safe as you can possibly be.
And at the same time, help the United States Postal Service.
Indeed. And here's the deal. Thousands of small business owners have discovered the benefits of Stamps.com in recent months. And I'll tell you that they've been able to keep their businesses running and avoid the crowds at the post office, all from their own computers. And with Stamps.com, you can print postage on demand and avoid going to the post office altogether. And you'll save money with discounted rates you can't even get at the post office. And Stamps.com also offers UPS services with discounts up to 62%. And no residential surcharges, guys. Stamps.com just brings all the mailing, shipping, and etc. services right to your computer in the comfort of your own home or office, whether you're a small business sending invoices or an online seller shipping out products, or you're just working from home and you need to mail stuff. Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. You just use your computer to print out U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. And once your mail is ready, you just leave it for your mail carrier. You can schedule a pickup, or you can drop it in a mailbox. It's really that simple, you guys. And like I said, with Stamps.com, you get great discounts too. 5 cents off every stamp, and up to 62% off USPS and UPS shipping rates. Mange, mange. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time and money, ladies and gentlemen. So right now, for our listeners, we're going to give you guys a special offer. You get a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. You can cancel, you can keep, whatever the hell you want. You just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in banter. That's stamps.com, enter banter. You help out the show, you help out the postal stuffs, you help out stamps.com, you help your boys. It's a win-win. You help yourself.
You're going to like the way you help yourself.
Miller Jr. in draft is like eating a tree.
Thank you, stamps.com.
Fuck. Fuck my butt.
All right, let's fuck some butts here and look at the Dynamic Banter subreddit.
Let's get our butts fucked over there on Reddit.
Hey,
Reddit?
Hey, guys, what do you say we get our butts fucked and head back over to Jamie in the studio?
What if somebody said that? Just like the Channel 12 news or something.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, get ready to get your butt fucked. When we come back, we're going to show you how to make the perfect Thanksgiving turkey. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. You'll never believe what this local car wash did to get people in the door during the pandemic. We'll get our butts fucked. at 10:30 tonight.
breaking news. Breaking news, and here's the deal. We've got a 17-car pileup on the 405 freeway. Helicopters are circling. Traffic seems to be not going fast at all. It's going to be huge delays on the 405. When we come back, we're going to get our butt fucked.
Local minor league hockey team helps out the school district, and we'll get our butts fucked right here at 11.
Well, Jamie, it looks like this zoo is going to be a lot of fun when it reopens in December. For everybody else, get your butt fucked. I'm Jamie.
What you don't know about your genes might be fucking your butt. Tune in tonight at 5.
Tonight at 11, we talk finance rates. Are they rising? We'll get our butts fucked tonight at 10.
ADHD rates going way up. Is it video games or are we getting our butts fucked? Tonight at 7. Wolf Spitzer has a story.
More on mail-in voting tonight at 9 o'clock. We'll get our butts fucked.
Stamps not going.
President Trump is fucking our butts. Tonight at 11, we'll talk about his latest tweets.
I'm honestly surprised CNN hasn't done that yet. This guy's straight up fucking our butts with Don Lemon tonight at 7:30.
Frankly, we're sick of getting our butts fucked. Now, over here, it looks like we're going to have highs in the 70s, lows in the 40s. And over here, Arizona looks to be getting their butt fucked. And
Arizona, big spike in getting their butts fucked
big
here.
Big heat wave over here in Florida. Looks like we got a heat wave and perhaps hurricane weather coming at us. And that's it. And oh, no, we're actually going to get our butts fucked by New York, it looks like. All right.
That was fun bit.
All right. Someone put a image of a cake, not following directions. A Gremlins cake saying Steve would like.
Does
this.
The caption say, "Is it Kate?"
No, I would even that would cake. Even that would be worth reading on the.
What if you saw somebody cut into a picture of a cake?
and it was a cake? That's really good. I'm sure someone's done that already, but if not, that's good. Yeah, a lot of images. People are sharing images. Guys, you can't. Images aren't going to work.
Images Heap was my favorite musical artist in 2001.
Oh, okay. This one might work. Someone sent us a... it's a video of someone showing you step-by-step tattoo aftercare. And he says, I think I found, or he or she, user's name is Vindicate, posted in r/dynamicbanter on Reddit. And it says, I think I found open eyes, closed eyes, sweet baby boy. So this person might be related to the open eyes, closed eyes guy. Let's hear it.
Dude, if you want to hear an accent, that sounds a lot like open eyes, closed eyes. Just start looking up tutorials for stuff, especially like photography stuff.
Right.
There's a lot of like undistinguishable accents that are trying their best to do an English accent.
Right.
And it's always great and informative. You learn something, you giggle.
I know. And everybody loves a good tutorial. Oh shit. You know what, Mike? Why don't you keep going for a second here, cuz I guess I'm running.
You want me to vamp?
Yeah, vamp. That's what I'm looking for. Vamp for me, will you?
Okay. What else? Was there anything else I wanted to talk to you about specifically? I got some fiberglass stuck in my hand. Throwing
great.
Away
okay.
some lights.
We're back. Guys, here's the video that Vindicate sent us saying, you think you found the open eyes, closed eyes boy. Here it is.
priest. Today I can show you tattoo aftercare in 8 days. I can show you step by step how I use it, how I suggest to my customers how to use it. And I would say that's probably the best aftercare in the world. I've been tattooing like around 9 years now, and I've tried like millions of different techniques.
Yeah, that's his son for sure.
Dude, he definitely sounds Italian. I think that we've said that before, but open eyes, close eyes, a fast open eyes, close eyes accent is definitely just an Italian person.
Oh, open here we go.
Close eyes, open eyes.
Someone said, well, see, someone says, please play this on the podcast, but bleh. But oh my God, I'm having like, my brain is about to explode because it looks like whatever it is, it was made using this program that I used to play with when I was a younger lad. It was a PC game. Well, it was a piece of software called Microsoft Movie Maker. And it was, or it was called like 3D Movie Maker. And you could make these like, you know, you can make like machinima. You know, like when people take the Halo characters and animate them or whatever? It was basically that. And me and my friend Jeff would make like endless, ridiculous, hilarious movies. I wish I had them. But it looks like whoever made this used that, which is making my brain melt. But they say, please play this. Nostalgia. Yeah, I'm getting a nostalgia-gasm. But this person, Tommy Bolts, says, please play this on the podcast.
Did he have an apprenticeship in New York City, the construction crew with my dad?
Listen, Tommy Bolts, you know why we call him that? Because he would bolt people into the steel when they would do us wrong.
What is it, 12 o'clock? Send Tommy Bolts to the deli with a $25. Have him get us all a sandwich.
Tell him to go easy on the gabagool.
Hey, Tommy Bolts, I said eggplant parmesan. Clear as day. Was Tommy Bolts got some wax in his ear?
Oh, oh, oh. Where's my pepperoncinis? Oh, oh.
Tom Bolts.
All right, Tom Bolts. Here it is.
All right, fuck you, Tommy Bolts.
Yeah, Tommy Bolts. Tommy Bolts. Oh, okay, here we go, here we go. Someone posted this like a year ago, but I think it deserves to be seen now that Steve is asking for things in the subreddit. Thank you, Hipster Whistle, for doing this right. Mike, have you heard of the Cum Preacher? I don't think we've talked about this guy.
Maybe. That sounds familiar. Sounds like something I would have looked up.
So I guess this guy says cum a lot. Let's hear it.
Cum. I'd do anything for Jesus. I found over 1,700 times in the Word of God where this word is used, cum, and that's not cometh and the rest of the cums, but that's just cum. Preaching my heart out for 45 minutes to an hour on that one word, cum, and it was one of our Lord's favorite words. Come unto me. Come and drink. Come and dine. Jesus said, come, come and come, 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 and it goes on and on and on. I know this is dumb, friends, but there are people that still haven't got it, so bear with me. When I say come,
dumb,
it means come. And I'm coming. You're coming. When I turn to my son and I say come, I want them to come. That word.
That's. It makes sense that they would talk about come a lot in the Bible.
Yeah, they probably. That's when people learned how to come.
You can't have a creation story without a handful of cum.
During the Bible times.
No.
Guys, I don't think you understand how to share things for the podcast.
What? Why don't you break it down? Break it down.
What about this 10 hours of Michael Jackson noises? All right. I don't think I could hear it. There's more cum preacher. Let's see. Funny video. Click here, boys. I don't know. Do we want to trust this? Starts at 2:10. Bit begins at 2:30.
Let's go to newgrounds.com.
All right, let's go. 2:10. Oh, it's Moon Hooch. You ever heard of Moon Hooch?
No. What is?
Apparently a bit's coming. Let's find out. Is this worth getting dinged over on our YouTube channel? We'll find out at 11 when we get our butts fucked. I guess it's like a horn battle or something. That's kind of neat. All right. Well, when all else fails, we could always go to some history roads. I'm disappointed.
I think all else has failed.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in our goddamn audience. Just kidding.
By the way, please vote for us for a stream.
Please vote for us because you love us. All right, let's get some history roads in here, and then we'll get the fuck out.
Dude, can't get enough of those hi-hat.
It's great.
Hits after the rest of the song ends.
Apparently, Mike Powell, is this the guy that made the History Road song? Because he says, dudists, passing these two things to you boys again, just in case they were BBBB buried in your many emails. It's a new version of History Road that I recorded for you, unless this is just a new person.
I want to hear it.
Along with a hidden track for Hayden's 1995 album, Everything I Long For, that I thought you might enjoy. Oh, okay. Just a song? Here's a song I thought you might like. All right. Well, let's hear this new History Road song. You ready, Mike?
Uh-huh.
All right.
I found out.
Wow.
Is it good? I can't really hear it.
Yeah, it was really good. It's really good. It's like
Is it better?
It's like a Beastie Boys track.
Well.
Or like, who's the one with Mike D? Oh, yeah, that's Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounded
Bestiality
like,
Boys.
It sounded like a Bestiality Boys song. All right. Well, thank you, Mike. I'll save it, and then maybe someday Mike can hear it, too. okay, Parker Stevens, who I loved in Short Circuit. He was the guy that did...
Parker Stevens was Spider-Man, right?
That's right. He says, the time I met the man himself, this email might be a bit long, but I hope you find it to be worth it. He says he met the who do you think you are? I am man.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Hello, baby born two horn born boys. I'm Parker. This is my second time emailing you guys, so I hope you read this one. I'm a huge fan of the show. I've been a fan since your SourceFed days and Cloverfields. When I heard you guys laughing.
Tweety queens.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that. I forgot about that completely. When I heard you guys laughing at the who do you think you are I am guy, I knew I had to share this with you guys. As funny as it sounds, my family and I are avid bowlers. Why is that funny?
That's not funny at all.
Well, I'll try it again. Maybe the audience will laugh. As funny as it sounds, my family and I are avid bowlers. All right, I guess it is funny. That was the only sport I actually played in high school, and I grew up doing it. Don't try to make you like an excuse. I think that's great. You like bowling? That's fucking great.
I was on the bowling team for at least 1 year in high school, and some of the most fun I've had in high school was on the bowling team.
Bowling's
so
fun.
So fucking, if you do something and you get enjoyment out of it,
don't fucking be ashamed. Own it. Yeah.
Dude, two of my good friends, my friend Felicia and my friend Heather, content yesterday. Internet content, whether it be a story or a tweet or whatever, and they were all like checking Bumble just for the hell of it. No, you fucking weren't. You were looking for dudes.
Yeah, you were looking
for
dudes.
You didn't check it for the hell of it. You weren't cleaning your house and you're like, might as well also clean out the inbox of my Bumble or Hinge
just
or whatever
own
the
it.
Fuck. You were a little bit fucking Tom Hornier.
Yeah.
And you, dude, own your shit. If you like bowling, fucking like bowling.
Dude, check out this, like, this fucking hot video my friend sent me. Like, I can't believe, like, your friend didn't send you. You were looking at porn, and you were like, fuck, I gotta share this with my bros.
Yes, yeah. That being said, if you like fast cars and EDM music, you could suck my dick. But anything else, be proud of that shit.
Please vote for us for a Streamy. If you guys want us to win a Streamy, please vote for us if you get the chance.
We need you guys, unless you listen to EDM or drive a really loud car. We need your votes.
Let's see. He said that as funny as it sounds, blah 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 blah. Okay, the man behind the famous "Who do you think I think you are? I am," is actually a really famous pro bowler. Yes, this is a thing. What do you think we are? Like, you think we've never heard of bowling before?
Yeah, that's like when my dad calls me up and he's like, and then Donald Trump says this, like it's not all over everything, or like,
right,
and then
right,
Joe
right,
Biden
right.
picked this person to be his running mate. Did you know that,
Mike? Can you
is it Kamala
believe...
or is it Kamala
or is it Kamala? Mike, did you know? Did you know
Knights of the Round Table.
That there are bowling alleys in LA, and people used to go bowling. Bowling is like a great date activity or a group activity.
Also, I'll tell you that that guy's father was like the most famous bowler of all time.
The
in case
the
you
I
don't
am,
know that.
The I am guy, his dad? Oh,
his
cool.
His father was like number one bowling icon, did wonders for the sport.
So he says that his name is Pete Weber and is known for being pretty cocky, but surprisingly, he was a really nice guy. I would like to start this story with a little bit of context to the original quote. He was actually being heckled by someone in the audience, and he was getting very mad. Here's a quote from what he was actually trying to say. Being caught up in the moment of throwing the strike and being as excited as I had a kid rooting against me during the match, and he was doing it loud enough for me to hear, and it kind of made me mad, and people know, don't make me mad on TV because I'll just get better. But what I really wanted to say was, who do you think you are rooting against me? I'm the man of this tournament. That's what I really wanted to say. All right. Well, you know what? Like, he didn't have to backtrack. Like, you said some weird shit because you were in a moment and everything came out scrambled. Everybody's had that moment before. Don't backtrack and go, oh, what I meant to say was, we know what you meant to say, dude. But what you said was funny as fuck, and that's what matters.
Yeah, what you said was better. No one gives a fuck about what you were trying to say.
Apparently, according to this guy, he also has a famous move called the crotch chop, which is essentially just this move. Which is,
dude, here is what bothered me about that document. I told you that they sent me that mini documentary about that guy and his dad.
Yeah.
I understand that you have to cut a lot of important things for time if you're trying to make a truncated documentary or even a regular documentary. But so much of what that guy did was derived directly from wrestling at the time where he was doing it. Like the crotch chop and all these things that he was doing with his body or saying, it was just like, you could just tell he was a wrestling fan and regurgitating what was very popular in pop culture at that time.
So he basically was dabbing. Like, he was essentially dabbing, but it, yes. but dabbing and bowling, which is like, oh, that's pretty, this guy's crazy. This guy's off the wall. He's bringing wrestling yeah. moves into bowling, I guess.
You want to talk about a shameful, you think it's shameful to like bowling. The bowling guy couldn't even admit that he got what he was doing from wrestling. So imagine that. The degree of separation of shame.
So anyway, he says him and his bowling friends loved the quote, and it was a running joke with them as well as the crotch chop, which I've done during actual high school games, much to the disappointment of my bowling coach. We were surprised and excited to find out Mike has so much he wants to say, but he's holding back.
Thank you.
We were surprised and excited to find out that he was actually coming to a town close to us for a meet and greet. So we took the opportunity and went to meet the man himself. Not only did we just meet him, we actually got to bowl with him and a few other pro bowlers. Dude, that's pretty great, actually. We bowled yeah. a game and he gave us a few pointers. We were surprised at the fact that he was very nice and happy to see us. Unfortunately, he didn't yell the famous line or do the famous crotch chop. And on top of that, I bowled really badly in front of one of the most famous bowlers in the world, but I did make him laugh while joking about how bad I was.
You get simped. You get nervous, you get simped. That's what happens.
Here's a picture of us watching the man himself bowl. I'm in the red shirt. All right, well, that's a nice picture for me to see. And after the game, we got to take pictures with him. Here's me and my friend recreating his famous crotch chop with him. Again,
let's pull that up, Jamie. Jamie, let's pull that up.
So he says it was definitely the highlight of his high school bowling career. I hope you found this history road amusing. Thank you from your BB Horn Honk Born Boy Parker.
Here's a picture of Shawn Michaels and Hunter Hearst Helmsley doing the crotch chop 1,000 times on television before a bowler picks it up.
All right, let's see. Eva.
Also, you can't do the crotch chop in a high school sport, man. It's essentially telling whoever you're doing it towards to suck your dick.
Your dick, yeah.
And when you're 14, you don't fucking, you haven't earned that.
Yeah, Dad, suck it. Suck it, Dad. What?
I got 3 strikes in a row, and I won 12 watches from the claw machine. Suck my dick!
Out of 23 bowls, I got 1 strike. Suck my dick, Dad!
My favorite bowling alley has this one pizza crust that's really just made up of a bunch of cocktail weenies. Yeah, yeah! Suck my dick!
The machine that lets me keep going until I get a piece of candy gave me 2 pieces of candy. Suck my dick in a car, Dad!
If you pay him an extra $1.25 at the bar, they put a bunch of nacho cheese in your Diet Coke. Suck my dick.
Oh, hey, motherfucker. Look who got a Coca-Cola with a cherry in it. Suck my dick, Mom and Dad.
They told us that because there's 47 people on the varsity bowling team, that we wouldn't all get the giant letters for our jackets. So half of us can't get them. Suck my dick!
Ooh, look who got the last slice of pizza! Suck my dick, Grandma!
Thanks for the ride!
All right, Eva Sevilla sends an email saying, hello, hello to my favorite Lily boys. First of all, I hope you and your loved ones are safe, healthy, and are as sane as possible during these kooky crazy times. It appears that my boyfriend and I are starting to feel the weight of quarantine on our relationship, and we've recently gotten in a bit of a tiff that I would love your thoughts on.
Break up. I don't need to hear it.
Yeah, just break up. That's the end of the email. All right, next email. Suck my dick! Hey, family reunion, and I got here late. Suck my dick, everybody in my family.
Everybody watch me cannonball into the family pool. You suck my dick.
Did you guys watch me get my butt fucked by the water over here? Suck my dick. Cannonball.
Of all the sports to tell people to suck your dick in.
I want to do a sketch. I want to do a sketch where I play a 5-year-old kid, but it's just me and it's a pool party, and there's like parents and kids all playing in the pool, and I'm just the filthiest. I have the filthiest mouth of any kid. Suck my dick, Dad! Cannonball!
I'll play your dad.
Yeah, perfect.
Jeans at the pool party. Like, make sure none of the other parents fucking look at me.
Guys, look, look, Jimmy's jerking off in the pool. Look, 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 he's jerking off, everybody.
Oh. All right, they got in a fight, their first fight in 2 years of dating that they've been unable to resolve.
Break up.
What does the mummy think? Me too. It started over dinner. As it sometimes
does. Hello, Fresh.
We were having a very casual conversation, and my boyfriend asked me which superhero was my favorite. For context, he's a bit of a nerd about comics and superheroes and whatnot, so I knew whatever I said, break up with him, would be wrong, and he'd tell me exactly why, which I was fully prepared for.
Little context, now he is a super nerd, and I am a girl, so I am not allowed to have a favorite superhero.
I'm not allowed
break
to
up with him.
Yeah. If this turns out to be him gatekeeping and being like, you're not allowed to like this because you're a girl and you don't know anything about superheroes, you absolutely have to break up with this guy. All right. Let's keep going. She said she answered honestly and told him her favorite superhero was Matilda. That was the beginning of the end.
Oh, stay together forever and be miserable together.
No, you're funny. Go date a funny person. Go date somebody who likes jokes like that, and then have fun at dinner every time because you're laughing
what was
about
his
stupid
reply?
Shit. This was the beginning of the end. Not sure what kind of beef he has with Roald Dahl, but he absolutely lost his entire mind and told me Matilda doesn't count because superheroes have to, one, have a tragic backstory, two, be in a comic book, untrue, three, have powers, untrue, Batman doesn't have powers, and four, have one or more enemies. I think Matilda...
Dude, this is one of those simps who's like, I only like comedians who are fucked up.
Yeah,
all
man.
Comedians have to have a fucked up dark past to be fucked up comedian.
Like... Louis C.K. didn't really fuck up.
Simped.
I think Matilda fits all the criteria, but he refuses to hear me out about it. Even though his coveted fave doesn't even fit all of these. Batman doesn't have superpowers. He's just rich and aggressive. For reference... One, Matilda's family is really mean to her and doesn't want her to go to school, and they rip her books. Two, she's in a book, which is close enough. Three, she's telepathic. And four, Mrs. Trunkbull is her enemy. Absolutely. You are correct, Eva. Despite the sound logic here, he is refusing to talk about the subject of superheroes with me. Who's wrong here? P.S. Thanks for continuing to light up my life. I find myself listening to old DB episodes, old Dirty Bastards episodes, and watching old SourceFed content to help me from going insane. And I'm very, very thankful for you boys and all your gigs. You giggles. Eva, pronounced Eva. Oh, Ava.
Eva?
Eva. Eva. Okay.
Eveline.
Yeah, dude. If your boyfriend sucks. Tell him to get a sense of humor. I mean, look, if you really want like,
tell him to get simp.
If you want the sensitive, not like fuck that guy version of this, if he's legitimately upset at you, like legitimately, like if he's treating you in a passive aggressive way and he's giving you like aggression and he's putting up walls because of that, then you need to have a very serious discussion with him about how, like, you know, you like superheroes and shit, but like, We need to be able to joke about this. Like, I respect your love of superheroes. I respect your childhood and the things that you love, but we got to be able to laugh about it. Otherwise, like, I'm going to be afraid to make jokes around you, and then I'm not being myself, and then I'm hiding things, and then all of that leads to destruction, and that's bad. So either figure it out, tell this guy to lighten up, or get the fuck out of there, Eva.
Yeah. Dude, even if you were sitting at dinner and he was like, who's your favorite superhero? And you said, you know what? I know that you love him, but that's your thing, and I don't really like superheroes at all. And he even looked at you cross, like you can't have your own set of likes and dislikes.
Right.
You have to have a joint set, like it's a fucking bank account and you just got married.
Yeah.
You have your own set of likes and dislikes. You're your own person. You 100%. Think whatever the fuck you want.
Yep.
And if that dude is like, you don't like the thing that I like I like it, I'm gonna be in a fight with you. Get simped and suck it nice. Suck it nice, dude. You're pushing away a perfectly good human being because you can't get over your own simpy bullshit.
Someone who probably really digs you, and if you've been together for 2 years, you guys love each other probably, and it's like, love needs to be also surrounded by comfort and vulnerability and acceptance and all of that. And in order to have a good love, you gotta let someone be able to like joke around, have fun, express themselves, be themselves. Everything Mike said. Just like, dude, don't let this guy hinder who you are. Don't let him change you. Don't change.
Here's an example of another joke. If you like tragic backstories, if you say things like, hey, who's your favorite superhero at the dinner table? And you still have somebody who wants to have sex with you after dinner at some point, go outside, wait till it's nighttime, look up at the stars, and thank the goddamn stars.
And tell the moon to suck it.
Suck my dick.
Suck my dick. You only come out at night. I get to be awake during the day and awake at night. Suck it.
Who is your favorite superhero, Moon?
All right. Let's get the fuck out of here. Mike, what a lovely time.
Always had a lovely time, man. Hope that, like you were saying before, I hope that some people may be comforted by the conversation that we had at the beginning, man.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need a
take care of yourself.
You need a little break from your daily routine. Absolutely. Take care of yourself. I hope you all fucking have a great week. I was seriously looking forward to talking with you the whole ride home from Palm Springs. I can't wait to talk to you next week. Whatever you want to do, if you want to sit out a couple or if you want to record early, whatever you want to do, man, fucking go make yourself good and tell your brain to suck your dick.
Hey, mental health, get better or suck my dick.
My cerebellum is really fucking my butt tonight at 11. Getting
fucked in the butt by my brain. All right.
Oh,
well,
dude,
thank you,
Mike. Tony Hawk comes out tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
A demo from Tony Hawk. So if that's the case, I might try to do some Twitch stuff or figure out if that's even possible. Other than that, oh, go ahead.
No, we need to play Fall Guys. Did we play
Fall
Guys?
Oh, yeah. I'm still bad at it, but I don't think that takes away from
I'm obsessed with it, and I've been playing it nightly with various friends, and you can only have 4 friends at a time, but I like to cycle people out in and out and stuff. Wow, I cut my arm. That's stupid. But you should play with us and let's play soon.
For sure. I'm in.
All right. Well, listen, Mike, thank you for being a good friend, my friend. And thank you for understanding. And we'll talk about next week's dynamic banter and we'll figure it out. But yeah, I just need to get better and get the fuck out of here. I'm proud of you, Mike. I love you. I respect you. Thank you for listening to us. Audience, listen to us next time if you want. I don't know. Maybe don't. If you didn't like it,
dude,
fuck off.
And if you don't vote for us for a streaming,
then you're part
whatever,
of the problem.
Is it a streaming? You're part of the problem, and you can go get your simpy butt fucked.
Okay, bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.